Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
That's right, it is In This League. It's Hour 3. I am your host today, Chris Welsh, who you can find on Twitter, @IsItTheWelsh. It's ITL on Sports Grid. No Bogman, but you actually get a whole bunch of Bogman. Just no Bogman doing this stuff with me. Hour 3. So, let's recap. Hour 1 and 2. If you were listening, you know we had some awesome guests. Adam Ronis, Jake Seeley, all of your draft prep for this weekend. That was Hours 1 and 2. Hour 3 is going to be a wild one. You are about to get the ITL mock draft experience. There's a lot to it, especially be careful when you're on the radio. There's some beeps in here and there's some clips, so nothing's going to slip through the cracks, if you will. But we've got a completely different draft experience for you. This is, you're going to get portions, a decent amount, of the mock draft that Bogman and I just did on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. It's mock draft 10.0. It's a PPR. And if you want the full scope, go make sure and subscribe. I highly suggest you do it on Spotify or, you know, Apple or iTunes or iHeartRadio, anywhere but Google, because Google doesn't play nice with us. But subscribe and you'll get the entire podcast. There's a little bit of gap of picks you won't hear, and we do a projection breakdown towards the end. But you are going to get the majority of our picks, how we treat the insanity of mock drafts. You're going to get our type of humor with all the crazy clips that are going to be in between. And you're going to get us breaking down our own teams. But like I said on the full podcast, you'll get all the rest of the picks, some of the projections, and we take a look at a couple of the other teams. This will give you a good scope. This mock is 1 or 2 days old, so, you know, you got a draft coming up this weekend. This is probably the best place that you can do it. So you can enjoy some of it here. You can go over to the football podcast to get all the rest of it. And you can go to Patreon to check out the results if you would like to follow along. So strap in. It's going to get crazy. It's going to get wild. That's just how these go. It's mock draft 10.0. It's a PPR mock draft. As Samuel Jackson said, hold on to your butts. It's about to get going here. On the other side of this break, when we come back, it's going to jump right into it. It's on ESPN as well. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, Mock Draft 10.0 PPR 12 team on ESPN with Bogman and the Welsh.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League.
Has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
Of course, friends, check us out on patreon.com/ITL Army. If you guys want all of the ranks, all of our ranks, we actually just updated on Friday for this coming weekend. We've also got the mock draft results. We've got GroupMe rooms where you can have access to us or like 100+ of our listeners where you can put off ideas of who should I draft? Should I do the trades? We've got voting that's in there. You can even set up some leagues with some of these guys. It's great, guys. Plus, we've got live streams, secret shows. We do giveaway streams. We've got a ton of stuff. We put the fun in fantasy. And so check us out today, patreon.com/ITL Army. Here we go with the crazy mock draft. Wide receivers, two running backs with a flex because someone didn't change the settings and ESPN lies. They say, hey, you can change the settings and you cannot. So that might change the strategy. As Matthew Berry tells us, welcome to the best day of the draft day of the year. Blah, blah, blah.
Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, go bang, bang. Here goes Cook to Bear F***er.
Excuse me. Bear. Bear. Do you need assistance?
So two wideouts there, Boggs. That's how we'll be playing, huh?
Don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you f***ed up.
Yep. I am not listening to any
wideouts.
You're done. You're
standard,
you're
right?
That's it. I hope you're done. I will leave. So you're done talking about it. You know the last couple days that I've had. So.
Two wideouts. It's all good. It's all good. Bogman got. I don't want you to leave there, Bogman. You're a nice guy into mean guy, Bogman. Getting a little cranky. I understand it, though. I understand. Saquon went 4. Elliott went 5. Derrick Henry went 6. And Devontae Adams went 7. Jonathan Taylor, any analysis, Boggs?
Yep. Nope.
No,
so far. Saquon at 4 is fine. Wow. Like I said, I wish I would have had him later, but what are you doing here? All your wide receiver, all your running backs are gone, I feel like.
I mean,
ESPN does have the screwiest rankings. Like Najee's still on the board, but you love Gibson. Eckler's still there. Aaron Jones is on the board.
I wanted to look at something, but I don't have much time here. Quick. Oh, my God.
You better pick quick. You better pick. I'm Matthew Berry. I wrote a book.
Go Nick Chubb here at 10.
Who you got coming back?
I was trying to get into my rank. Yeah, I'm following my ranks. I had Nick Chubb at 8, Najee at, so they went Aaron Jones. There it goes, f***ing Najee.
And it's gone.
I got two more picks here. I mean, if I get Antonio Gibson, there goes Tyreek Hill, I'll be happy. I have one pick away.
I'd be so happy.
There's Eckler. So one of those two guys, I'm taking one. There goes f***ing Antonio Gibson, you asshole.
Gotcha, bitch.
I mean, I'm going to devalue running backs because we're only rostering two. Or wide receivers, because we're only rostering two. So, two of them.
As you should.
Yeah.
That's
so,
it.
Yep.
You're done.
I really wanted Antonio Gibson there.
Yeah, well, if ifs and buts was candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. Tell him that.
Scott, I mute
seven,
that immediately.
Six,
if I have to
five.
Listen to Matthew Berry in that voice tell me to quick make a pick, I will burn it to the ground. I will leave.
Unleash the fury!
That voice is nails on a chalkboard. Quick, make a pick. That's worse than the Fantrax stuff. The Fantrax stuff that they haven't updated in 12 years with the same goddamn sounds.
To the lady up front.
The auction stuff. That's going to go to the lady up front. That's worse. No, that's not even close to as worth as Matthew Berry screaming in your ear with 10 seconds. last couple picks, by the way, went. I took Eckler. It went Diggs, Hopkins, and Ridley. So I'm walking in with Chubb and Eckler. I like that. Who you want? There goes Joe Mixon.
Who just went?
Joe Mixon. After Calvin Ridley.
Oh,
and Clyde Edwards.
Bitch. all right. Let me see here.
What's our price on the Amazon thing?
Let's go 20.
20 bucks? 20, 25 bucks?
You know what? I haven't done this yet, so we're going to try it.
We're gonna try something. Ooh, Waller in the second round when it counts.
When it counts, let's go.
All right.
You know what? I feel like I'm a little emboldened by so many 16 man leagues that we're drafting right now.
Very true.
I feel like I can. You know, I'm just drafting a little bit better right now. So the team at least feels better.
Dude,
I don't know if I'm drafting better.
Said it.
Am I better than everyone?
A gajillion times over and over, you want to prep really well for your 12 team, do a bunch of 16 man mocks.
You'll be so happy with your team,
but you'll just have a better understanding and a better, like, I don't know, just way of drafting. After Waller went DK Metcalf and Justin Jefferson. So last pick in the third round is to CK, and then you're coming back around. So what are you trying to do here?
I mean, I like James Robinson, but I don't think he's going to fall back to me. So,
it was AJ Brown.
J.K. Dobbins is up after him.
So went Montgomery, Brown, then J.K. Dobbins.
Ooh,
your one
Barwich, don't do it.
Barwich and I were texting about James
you
Robinson.
You motherfucking
I hate your face.
Disappointed.
He texts me because me and him both took it in our entry leagues, and he was, and I was like, and I told him, I said, I want all the shares, and then
he did. Oh, bitch and a half. All right. I don't want anybody.
Isn't that the? I mean,
it's
just
so
muted.
Terrible. Give me Keenan Allen. Still PPR.
You know, so
I'm waiting on a running back a little bit here, and my one is Saquon.
I don't think we want. I don't think we want that follow Friday from Matthew Berry. The last one he followed Friday.
Well, look. Well.
We don't need that push.
And it's gone.
I'll take the Sealy and piece of Pia follow Friday.
Of course. It's not Matthew Berry that I hate. It's his voice over and over and over. Ah.
Well, it also screams in your ear.
On him too.
It's horrible. Bad. It's awful. Like, I don't know why they think that was okay to do that. Like, he's screaming in your ear. That goes.
I mean, honestly, at least in the stupid Fantrax one, there are like 8 different ones, you know?
Yeah.
It's like sold to the guy up front, really wanted him, blah, blah, blah. Sold to the lady up front, sold to you in the back there, blah, blah, blah. You know, they have all the different kinds.
Yeah. All right. So I'm up. The last couple of picks went Allen Robinson, Terry McLaurin, Swift, Sanders, and CeeDee Lamb. This would have been a prime ETN spot. I'm really torn here. You know what I'm gonna do? We're gonna get Josh Jacobs. I'm gonna get balls out running backs, and then coming back here, there goes Chris Carson. I'm probably gonna go wide out. There goes Robert Woods, but I'm also looking at Patrick Mahomes. I've been doing crazy high quarterbacks this year and everything I'm doing.
Yeah. But you gonna stick with it?
I don't know. I mean,
no, you're not.
Counts. No, I'm f-ing not. God damn it.
Lamar and Josh Allen. Who do you like more between Lamar and Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
I mean, Josh Allen's still around.
But you know, at this point, I'd rather come all the way back. See, this is gonna push me to take a wideout, and I think I'm gonna go Deontay. Oh, Julio's out there too.
Julio. Gatorade.
Julio.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade.
Julio.
There's
Godwin. Team Welsh is up.
We are going to go. Oh, the tight ends, though. Oh, I could do your tight end thing, too. Is this the fourth round?
This is the third round, right?
No, it's the fourth round. You know what?
Oh, it is.
Oh, I like money.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go Kittle. Oh. I'm going to go toe-to-toe with you. I'm going to get Kittle in the fourth round.
There you go. I've got
Nick Chubb, Eckler, Josh Jacobs, and George Kittle. There goes Mike Evans.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
I really want Mike Davis to fall back. Mike Davis and Kareem Hunt. Oh my God,
that's your guy. Here. Yep. There goes Julio.
Julio.
So I like that guy. There goes Javonte Williams. 6th pick in the fourth round.
I mean, people taking risks. I think a lot of these guys are also doing 16-man drafts with us. So
yeah,
there goes Amari Cooper.
All right, you're going to get Mike Davis. No one's taking Mike Davis. He's not even the top back on there.
There goes Kareem Hunt. Well, Kareem Hunt, I had ranked higher, but I will draft Mike Davis.
What's the team look like right now?
Right now, it looks like Saquon, Mike Davis, Keenan Allen, Darren Waller.
You got to be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
What are you doing coming back?
I'm going to queue up a couple wideouts here. Ooh, and strong. But I do want another running back. You know, once again, if you are on the Saquon train, you got to be smart about it. So you got to at least back up here. So
you should. Yeah, I completely agree with you that you got to, you can't get too flippant about it that you're like, hey, look, I got this guy. I don't have to worry. It's like, no, you still need to have some worry about it. I got three backs. So this is the best I've felt in a while because I can put my focus.
I mean, that's the exact strategy you want to do.
This is what I want to do. I'm always pivoting off of it. We had Cooper Kupp, DJ Moore, and Kyler Murray. Bogman is one pick away. So who are you taking?
Pivot.
Doing back.
I'm going to take
the backs are going to get nasty real quick.
Yeah, but I have a hard time not taking Deontay Johnson here.
There's Daryl Henderson just went third pick in the fifth round. Mm-hmm. Fifth round's been DJ Moore, Kyler Murray, Daryl Henderson.
You know what? I'm going to take Chase Edmonds.
Okay, good. Because that leaves Deontay for me if possible. God damn it. There goes Lamar. Okay. So that's going to take me off of the crazy quarterback train because Lamar was the last bastion, him and Kyler. So I am heavy focused on Deontay. I know it's not going to happen. If Lamar was there, I probably would have taken him. But now I want Deontay like a fat kid wants cake. And there goes Deontay.
Okay, you see what he did? He french fried when he should have pizzaed. You french fry when you pizza, you're gonna have a bad time.
To the sniper. Attaway, Porter. Let's go.
Give me a hell yeah.
Well, I'm gonna double tap white out, and I don't really know what I'm gonna do because Deontay was all that I wanted.
All that I wanted. All that she wants
is another baby. Probably there goes Aaron Rodgers. So Dak is getting passed up here. How worried are you about
Dak? I just took Dak in our 16 man league in the fifth round. So I like that.
I'm going to take, if Dak comes back, there goes Leonard Fournette. Ugh. All right. So I am going to go
Leonard Fournette. He's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a fine pick.
It's a great pick. All right. I'm going to take Lockett.
Strangle you to death. What's that?
Oh, Galladay, Lockett. All right. We're going to go
make that sound. Jesus.
I was just going,
Mama.
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 Want to touch the hiney?
I think I might. Oh, but man, you and I got stuff on the line for this with Dak. But Dak is going to be fine, right? There goes, sure. Well, there's Kenny Galladay. That's what I wanted. Don't say that. There goes Raheem Mostert. I'm going to go Dak, I think. I'm one pick away. It went Gaskin, Galladay, Mostert. Kenny Galladay would have. There goes Ayuk. God damn, these wideouts, though. I mean, Welsh, do you just want to be smarter and not worry about it and get your wideouts? Beckham's out.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Dak is pretty good, but you need some wide outs. I don't know how the song goes.
I think Dak, sixth round. I feel pretty good about that.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. And we're only you know what I forgot, Box? Only starting two wide outs. Completely forgot. So what am I worried about?
What are you worried about?
What am I worried about?
You should be worried about me leaving. That's what you should be worried about.
It's a great, yeah. You did a great thing for me. Is this actually PPR?
Oops. Are you ESPN likes to do standard.
ESPN likes to do no
looks
PPR.
Looks like my voodoo doll is working.
I'm just saying, did you check? Is it PPR?
I'm going to drown it. I'm going to drown that voodoo doll.
But no, seriously, is it PPR?
Yes, it's PPR. Okay. Yes.
Michael Carter, Adam Thielen, T. Higgins in the sixth round, 12 man. Standard PPR. There goes T.J. Hockenson.
I want Juju.
You know, in a two wide receiver, talk about this for a second. In a two wide receiver, having one of those elite tight ends feels even better.
Are you serious?
Oh my God, Juju!
God
went one
damn it
you.
Again.
How's it taste, motherfucker?
Thielen's not still around, is he?
Thielen went like four picks ago.
I think.
You have 10 seconds.
I'll take Sutton then.
That's your boy.
I love Cortland Sutton, even though stupid Teddy Bridgewater won the job, which I don't think he's going to hold. But, it's still a decent pick here, Sutton.
Sutton, Andrews, Kenyon Drake. So what are you doing coming back?
Coming back, I'm going to go with another running back. I still like Jamal Williams, man. So I think it's going to be Jamal.
That's your guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely honed in on a couple of guys, and Jamal Williams is going to be my number one owned player.
You think so? Is that you?
No,
oh, my goodness. Oh, you just went. Oh, no. CK did you so dirty.
Motherfucker.
Life is pain. Life is only pain.
That one, Odell. That was definitely on my list.
Odell.
Oh, fuck you, Barwich. Just took Jerry Judy.
Surprise, motherfucker.
All right,
God,
I'm gonna take
it.
Claypool.
Frustrating. It's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Sorry about it.
You, all of you.
What's that? What are we?
You're something. You're something with a name. There goes Melvin Gordon. I think I might take Trey Sermon. You know, backup running back.
Yeah.
Just take the upside here. I don't have any shares. I don't have a second wideout, but I'm not in particular love with any of these other guys.
I think I kind of want it.
Why don't you take a kicker?
Yeah, well, I'll do that. I forgot we are drafting kickers and defense here.
Kickers and defense. This is a real draft, right?
Bogies and grinders. There goes Jamar Chase.
Meatball sandwich. A sloppy Joe. A sloppy Joe. Ah.
Sloppy Joe.
There goes AJ Dillon. I gotta dodge. Oh, Chad's gotta be so pissed AJ Dillon went in front of him. I gotta dodge one more bullet to get Trey Sermon. There went Zach Moss. Okay, cool. In the 80s, this is exactly what we're talking about.
That's a good pick. Yeah.
Upside play, mother trucker.
What are you going with next?
I really probably need to hone in on wideout. I just don't particularly love anybody. I mean, I got Debo, who I love. Brandon Cooks, Robbie Anderson's in there. Well, not anymore.
Debo's your number one. Who's your number one?
No, Lockett's my number one. There goes Ronald Jones.
Ronald Jones, good pick here. I mean, I'm not a Ronald Jones fan. Everybody knows that, but
Debo. And they quick pick.
Oh, bitch.
Oh,
I wanted Lindsay coming back.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap!
They quick picked right into me. God damn it.
Great work, everybody. Teamwork makes the dream work. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Troll toe. What'd you say? Troll toe. Hey, hey, hey. Troll toe.
I think I'm gonna... This sucks. I'm going to take Brandon Cooks. What a loser pick. Second wide out.
Yeah, but what Jake said is true about Brandon Cooks. I mean, he's still the number one guy. He's going to get a million targets.
I'm so glad it's only two wide outs.
I mean, if he, if he has his 11th concussion or something, he might retire, but he should have. He's good, dude. I think that's a decent pick.
There goes James Conner. Just not as your number two wide receiver. I botched that. Should have taken Debo, but I don't think Sermon would have come back. That was a fail. There goes Michael Thomas, James Conner.
Bitch.
You wanted Conner?
I wanted Conner because I have Edmonds. I thought it'd be pretty good to double tap those guys just to make sure.
That would have been the smart thing to do.
Thanks for that. That's what I needed.
Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe. Joe. Yeah.
He said if it wasn't for the lunch lady, the kids wouldn't eat you. You could be shaking her hand and saying, pleased to meet you.
I am go away debating.
Go away debating.
Go away baiting.
All right, I'll just say I want Gus Edwards so I can watch him go.
Okay, that's fair. But you really want someone else? Because then it doesn't work if you do.
No, I mean, I want Gus Edwards. So. Okay.
Just saying, you can't like.
Well, I'm not. If Toph takes Gus Edwards, I mean, I have a backup here, but
there goes Nyheim Hines, seventh pick in the eighth round. So I do have my. There's Will Fuller, your guy. So you get.
I just took Will Fuller in a draft. So, but Gus Edwards here, and then I would really like it if Tom Brady fell back to me.
Oh, because you don't have a. You didn't get a QB yet.
Nope.
Okay.
But that would give me Brady. Well, right now I have Barkley, Mike Davis, Gus Edwards, and Chase Edmonds. My wideouts are Keenan Allen, Cortland Sutton, Chase Claypool, and I have Darren Waller at my tight end.
J.D. McKissick just McKissick.
McKissick. Say it right.
Sick. McKissick. Sorry, guy. Tyler. Tyler Boyd, I wanted really bad there. Will.
So bad.
Well, wish in one hand, the other one, see which one fills up first.
Okay.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
Who are you taking coming up here? Can we talk about what I want?
Brady.
I still can't see you picking. There goes Marvin Jones. F*** you, Barwich. Piece of
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
I want Devontae Smith.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, well, I know. That's all I want. And there he f***ing goes. God.
This is the funnest night ever.
Oh, great work, everybody. You guys are doing the Lord's work. This is great.
Just.
Did Marvin Jones already go?
Yes, Barwich took him.
Okay.
They're taking all the guys. Why? How am I running into a wide receiver issue now?
Yeah. What's your problem? Sure. There's only two wide receivers. Some beautiful genius made a mistake.
That's exactly how I refer to that person. It goes Tony Pollard. I go, this beautiful genius
good
over
Lord.
Here.
Good Lord. Dude, Marquez Callaway has one good preseason game. And look, he could be the number one there. But Jesus.
What, did he just go?
Bald? No, he's on their just system? In the rankings here.
Yeah, I saw that.
Springboarding.
I don't really like a lot of what's happening here. I am. F me. I'm going to go LaVisca.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah.
That kid is back on the escalator again.
Yeah, now it feels better.
Now, LaVisca was definitely top of my board here.
Give me that. Told you, I like LaVisca in the new
LaVisca
and the new setup.
LaVisca,
but I got to focus on wideout still. Last couple picks, right after. Damn, Sonny Michel, who's a brand new Ram. Michael Gallup, Dallas Goedert, Ryan. I'm up. I didn't realize I was up.
I didn't see that you were up either. I'm over here queuing up players.
Yeah. How much time do I have?
10 seconds.
Oh well, crap. Beep, boop, beep. We're going to go because we need wide receiver depth with Curtis Samuel.
Oh, God. Looking at my cue, you bitch.
Murder balling you.
God damn, dude.
Come here. I got to murder ball you.
Yes. We'll see if Russell Gage falls back to me.
Like me some Russell Gage.
Yeah.
Meaty, meat, morp.
Meet more. Sarp. Robot.
has a terrible robot voice.
Yep.
Have you watched any of the new Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Nope.
I need
to.
I think I might just like binge it all in
one night.
That's
not bad. That's not bad. That might be
the plan. Matthew Stafford, Robert Tunyon both just went. How are you feeling about this team right now?
Probably wish I wouldn't have bet some Amazon thing on it, but it's all right.
do we have projections in this?
Yeah, actually Toph just said he will be doing Dusty projections.
Bitch! So. God, Barrow. Ramondre Stevenson, that's my guy.
In the face! In the face! No!
Yeah, Ramondre Stevenson is your guy?
Yes, it's always been. Six and the 10th, followed by Jalen Hurts, Mike Williams, and you got Russell Gage. Boy, that is unfortunate. There goes James.
Disappointed.
Yeah, that one hurt. Well, there's just not a lot of upside at running back right now. There goes Darnell Mooney.
Did you like burp and run out of breath at the same time?
I had a hiccup.
God, you know, I didn't hiccup because if I did, Welsh would be on the floor laughing his balls off.
Well, it's when you manically, like when you don't stop hiccuping. That's my favorite.
Well, that's the only way I hiccup. So
yeah,
don't have a lot of options. Not like I choose to do it. They always hurt too. They hurt like shit, dude. It's not funny.
Fant Bernard, yeah. Marquez Callaway.
It's funny.
Second pick in the 11th round, followed by Madison Bogman's up.
I mean, there's just no running backs left, so I'm going to do this, and I hate it. But
Mark Ingram. Yeah,
I do have five backs now, though, so that'll give me Barkley, Mike Davis, Chase Edmonds, Gus Edwards, and Mark Ingram.
There's some decent wideouts that live in the same tier.
There's a bunch right now. That's why I went with running back.
Tyler Higbee. God, I think Logan Thomas right now looks like a f-ing steal if someone wants
to. You have a tight end, though, don't you?
I got Kittle, yeah. So yeah, that's the advantage of not having the great wide. There goes Logan, next pick. I have Lockett and Cooks, but I got Kittle as my tight end. So, and then I got LaVisca and Curtis Samuel. Sermon is my fourth running back on the bench. So I feel, and I got Dak. I mean, I feel great about this. I don't have any great big bye week issues. Yeah, this is pretty set. And I got 6 weeks, you know, actually I've got technically 7 weeks before I need one of those backup running backs to come in. There went Jacoby Myers, Carlos Hyde.
I queued up Hyde, but I'm going to have Ingram over Hyde after my rank adjustments. By the way, rank adjustments coming up this Friday. So yep. Today, as you're listening, they'll be up on Patreon. So
yes, sir. All right. This is a
7, 6, 5, 4.
Michael Pittman.
Oh, man. Michael Pittman was 2 on my list. So I don't like that.
And then I think I'm going to come back around, and there goes Henry Ruggs, Marquise Brown. And
Henry Ruggs was back. 1. Yeah.
I'm going to take a running back. But I'm trying to determine. Am I up?
No, Todd's up.
Here's what I can't figure out if I want to do. There went Latavius and John. Do I want to go Tevin Coleman, who gets maybe some early starts? Did he go? He gets some early starts, or go with Darrington Evans if something happens to Henry? Because I got the upside.
It's ugly either way. So
yeah, I'm gonna go Coleman. Just in case I have an early injury and Sermon's not set yet.
I want a Jets wide receiver, either Jamison Crowder or Elijah Moore.
Their first kicker, Chatty. Oh, you.
Justin Tucker. There you go. Hook him.
I guess. He broke the seal. Can't be undone, Chad. We're always going to see that. You took the kicker.
Oh, your boy Jalen Reagor. There he goes.
That pisses me off. That would have been one of my last picks for sure. It's a great pick. Tony Jones Jr., who looks like he might be number 2 in New Orleans. Latavius.
I don't know, buy it. Man.
I feel like you don't buy it at all.
It's not that I don't buy it at all. He ran ahead of Latavius before. I don't understand it because Tony Jones wasn't very good at Notre Dame. So it's just a little surprising to me.
No.
Jamison Crowder, I took. What do we got? 4 rounds left.
Joe Burrow, yeah. You going to dip into that kicker defense yet?
No. I will wait till the last round to take both those.
Okay.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. This, okay. Ah, Darrington Evans. Ah, ah, ah.
You know, there's no G in there. Darrington.
You know why I do that? I apologize. I do that because of
something in the Monster Machine. I know.
Plays in the Monster Machine.
You said it a million times. Yeah.
Darrington. Yeah, that's why I do it. All right, let's hear your Amazon winning team here for It's On the Line. This is all the keepsies, 12-team PPR, two wideouts, if you didn't know. Bogman, what'd you do?
I got Tom Brady at quarterback. My running backs are Saquon, Mike Davis, Chase Edmonds with Gus Edwards, Mark Ingram, and Jerick McKinnon on the bench. Wideouts are Keenan Allen, Cortland Sutton with Claypool, Russell Gage, Jamison Crowder, Nelson Aguilar on my bench. My tight end is Darren Waller. Chiefs defense and Tyler Bass from the Bills as my kicker.
When I look at your team, I love your running back situation. I even look at your wideouts as in like your first bench guy. Let's assume he's your third wide receiver and Claypool is great. And Russell Gage will be your top bench guy to go with Crowder. You've got really good depth. I'd say your running back depth isn't great because it's a bunch of like questions, but still even at that point, like Edwards and Ingram, it's fine. This is the most you team constructed. It's so funny that you did this because like Barkley, Davis, all you mm-hmm. love Sutton. You yeah. like the higher tight ends.
Keenan Allen guy, but this is like the third or fourth time I found myself taking Keenan Allen because he's the best option on the board.
And the bench is very representative of you as well. It's like Gus Edwards, total you guy, Mark Ingram, Crowder. I mean, this is,
Mark
hilariously.
Ingram? I feel like I don't want Mark Ingram ever.
No, but you've been talking like that he's gonna get not you're not like I'm not saying you're a Mark Ingram.
I don't
Ingram
like
guy.
Him, but yeah, he is gonna be their starter week one.
Yeah, I'm just saying this is something like you know, a guy you would have of all the teams, this is the most you team that you've constructed.
I think. I think that makes sense.
So what are you gonna grade yourself out? How happy
B
are you?
Plus. I'm not super happy, but it's pretty good. I like having Tom Brady, I like having Darren Waller. In there if I'm not as comfortable with some of my situations. And, you know, I love Sutton, but I would want him more as a three than a two, which is fine, which is why I got Claypool immediately afterwards. So I'd say this is a B+.
I'd say this is a B+. Also, I would want to give it an A, but I think it has a little bit more risk. I think there's a little bit with Barkley out there. Mike Davis, I think, has a little bit. Sutton, there's some injury stuff. I would have loved if you would have got James Conner to protect yourself.
With well, I mean, Chase I was Edmund. Like two picks away from him. So,
yeah, the protection would have been good there. But there's a lot of floor. I think there's some risk, but it's a lot. I think it's a B+ team with a couple things could have gone your way. You might have liked it a little bit better. My team, I got Dak at quarterback. My running backs, Nick Chubb, Austin Eckler. And then at flex, I got Josh Jacobs. On the bench, I've got Sermon. Tevin Coleman, Wayne Gallman. My wideouts, I got Tyler Lockett with Brandon Cooks. Those are the two starters. On the bench, I got LaVisca, Curtis Samuel, Michael Pittman. I forgot to say I also have Tua backing up Prescott. And then I have George Kittle at tight end with the Niners defense and Greg Zuerlein. So like for me, the only thing I hate is the second wideout. Everything else is on par with exactly how I'd want to go. Sure, I would have liked to have gotten Najee and Gibson instead. That didn't work out because Najee went not actually. If I would have had 11 or 12, I would have had a much better shot. That's why I want that more.
Has
than
Gibson moved past Najee for you yet? Because no. you've talked up Gibson quite a bit.
But they're next to each other. Okay, that's why I would have liked to double tap those guys. I didn't get to. So Chubb and Eckler, they work fine. I like getting Kittle in there. Lockett is still close to a wide receiver. He's more of a wide receiver two for me, but a wide receiver one here is fine. This has the workings of how I want. I'm a little higher on Jacobs than most other people because I still think he can be a borderline RB1. So I got like three RB1s. I got a wide receiver 2/1 in there. I've got a tight end one and a quarterback one. This is top tier players. And I think my bench is really strong. You know, Gallman and Coleman could produce any early value if I need it. Sermon is my back half of the year big play. Where I lacked in wideouts, I took a lot of other really, you know, high potential guys in a full PPR like LaVisca and Samuel and Pittman. I'm extremely happy with the construction of this team outside of I would have liked if I could have got a better wide receiver too. So I'm going to give this like it's like an A- for me because of the wideout situation. What say you?
I mean, like I said, the best part about your team is that you said Prescott instead of Prescott the whole time. Very proud of you. But
not easy for an Arizona person.
That's right. I think the question mark here is, of course, the wideouts. Lockett getting, you know, so much of his production in just a couple games last year is a little scary when he's one of your two. I like Brandon Cooks as a two. I think he's solid. You've got a top tier quarterback and tight end. So I like this team as well. I think this is probably an A to A minus team.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
$4.
And friends, that is the episode. Thank you for bearing down on that mock draft. Like I said, it's a completely different experience. If you missed any of the episode today or the shows, there's a couple things you can do. Obviously, some of this was from our big draft prep week. So the first thing you can do is you can go and lock into the In This League Fantasy Football podcast on your favorite podcast app that's not Google Podcast. You can check it, but they just don't play nice with us for whatever reason. Everywhere else, it's perfect. It's fine. They upload almost immediately. So go and check out all of those, plus all the past episodes. Got guest episodes, mock drafts, ranks, breakdowns of sites. We've got a crazy bold prediction show. So go check out all of those. Also, make sure you don't miss any of this show by subscribing on any of the podcast app, whether you wanted to, you know, maybe you're listening to it live on Sports Grid or the Mightier 1090 and you missed any of it. Hour one, hour two, hour three is all set here. Maybe a little bit more condensed version of what we do on the normal podcast. And that may be your favorite thing. Plus, during, you know, every single week, we're going through any of the bets. We're going through all the craziest stories. It's a completely different feel. I mean, it's still us, but it's a different feel of what we do here at In This League when we jump on the radio. Plus, there was no Bubba this week, which is always a bummer, and Bubba brings a bunch of the great gambling stuff. Plus, you know, an extra aside, as of today, you're listening to this, is important to me, maybe a few of the listeners, is DFS has become legal in Arizona. So, you know, that's a whole nother step on the West Coast of legal DFS, which is going to make us do that more, and legal gambling comes in about roughly just about 2 weeks. I think it's 2 weeks or just under 2 weeks. And that'll be even more of the coverage on In This League, which makes a lot of sense when you're here on Sports Grid, which is one of the leaders in online and television gambling coverage. They do it 24/7. Follow me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. You can find Bogman on Twitter at Bogman Sports. And of course, patreon.com/ITL Army. We say it a lot because that is the life force of what we do. So if you like what we do and you want to support us, well, then just come and check it out and we would deeply appreciate it. Friends, have a fantastic weekend. Good luck in your drafts. We're rooting for you and you know where to find us. Until next time, it's In This League. We're out of here.